So,
okay, so, oh yeah, so it was Mother's Day, and I was in the, I was in the hotel, and, we were just, we were getting drunk, we were eating food, like, we were having a good time watching TV and everything, and then, like, we got to a point where, like, we were just looking out the window, and we're like, oh, this is nice, it's a nice view, nice urban view. He was like, yeah, it's nice, and we're just looking out the window, and then he's like, you know, I really like us. I was like, I really like us too. And then I was like, are we gonna, like, are we monogamous? Like, are we just seeing each other? He's like, oh, I don't know about that. Like, I'm still talking to other people. And I'm like, and I looked away. And then I was just, I looked away and I was like, okay. I was like, well, I'm only talking to you, but, like, you know, whatever. So then he was like, no, no, no. He's like, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. He's like, I want to be. I was like, okay. And then, like, I was like, okay. But we kept drinking. We just, like, kept, like, having a good time. And then, again, in the morning, he was like, oh, yeah, like, I want to be together. Like, I want us to be just with each other because everybody sucks. And I was like, yeah, everybody sucks. I hate people. They're creepy and weird. And he's like, yeah, I feel that. And, yeah. So we left it at that, and we were together. And then a few weeks later is when he was like, we got drunk again, and we were talking. And then he started singing to me. And then he said, I love you. And then I was like, oh, do you love me? And he's like, I don't know. And I'm like, you don't know? I was like, I love you, though. And he's like, oh, he's like, I don't know. And then I was like, okay, well, it is what it is then. And I was like, started clenching up and like, just like, looking away from him. And he was like, oh, he's like, look at me. He's like, babe, look at me. And then I was like, it's like, no. And then what happened after that? And I just started crying. I don't know, I couldn't handle it. I was just like, yeah, that song. It's a good song. Life goes on and on.
But yeah, like,
I don't know.
So, wait, how did it end?
Oh, it ended with, oh, him saying, like, oh, but it's, you're my favorite one. Like, I don't even like to travel because, like, it's a nuisance on my family. So, you know, I'm the only one, like, you're my favorite one, but I don't know. Like, I still want to talk to other people, but also people are weird. And he was like, oh, this one lady, she tried to make me have her kid. And I was just like, no. And I was just like,
why the fuck was he talking to her then?
Exactly.
If he doesn't want that. He doesn't want to really be with her. Then why are you talking to her?
Yeah, but it was so funny how he said it too. He was like, babe, I was scared. She wanted me to get her pregnant. And I was like, okay, like,
alright.
He said that was like the other ones that he seen before we got officially together, but he was still talking to everybody.
Yeah, that sucks, but like, why did he go and entertain that then?
I don't know. And I don't know why he led me on saying like, oh yeah, let's be together. And now he still hits me up like, yeah, I miss us.
Now he lives in Florida?
I don't know if he lives in Florida yet. He decided he wasn't gonna go, I think. He's just gonna visit. And I'm like, okay. And that was his main reason. He said, he was like, oh yeah, I don't think we should be together because of that either. I was just thinking, and I was just like, I was like, what? I'm like, and now you're not gonna move and we're not together. So, okay. It wasn't even that we weren't together. It was like a factor of things. I just literally think he couldn't handle what I was bringing because he just couldn't. He couldn't handle the love. He couldn't handle, okay, she has kids. Like, I feel like he just hates kids. Honestly, and I mean, that's on him, but now he regrets it, I think, because he'd be telling me, he's like, yeah, I miss how things used to be. Yeah, you were good. Yeah, you made me feel safe. And he's like, yeah, I miss us. And I'm like, okay, like, he always says something like that, and if it's not, it's some bullshit, like, just him being like, oh yeah, like nasty, like. So I'm just like, okay.
Oh, nasty, how?
Nasty, I only say nasty, like, basically he was just, he'll always bring up sex. It's either he misses us or sex. That's what it is.
Useless.
I'm just like, wow.
Like, he just don't like the sound of that.
No, yeah. It's not healthy. Mm-mm. But I'm just like, it's him with his issues. I feel like him breaking up with me has nothing to do with me. It was just him with his issues, and now he's regretting it. And I don't know. I've been, like, talking to other people. Like, I'm going to cut off some people, though, still, too, because, like, they're just freaking horn dogs. And I'm just going to stick with the one guy that I'm talking to.
Antoine,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Antoine and, and Jimmy.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
sounds like a plan.
Yeah, because Jimmy, he's like, oh yeah, I want to talk with you. I want to talk about life. I want to get to know you.
He's polyamorous, right?
No. That's a different one. That's a different guy. He's polyamorous. What's his name? We'll call him...
Chico.
Chico, yeah. He looks like a Chico, yeah. We'll call him Chico, yeah.
Chico. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, no. Chico, he was supposed to come over, but he didn't, because, like...
He's like, why are you not so coming, busy. Chico? ¿Por qué no?
Chico just comes by when he's around. And then, like, when he does come by, he comes by and he hangs out. Like, it's cool. It's good. We usually play video games, watch stuff, listen to music. He's usually, like, little peep, though. And he always leaves us weed as, like, a little parting gift. Last time he brought us snacks.
And weed.
Snacks and weed.
Go, Chico, go.
Yeah, he's a good one.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like a good, like, a fun person.
Yeah, and Antoine, he's just sweet. And he's quiet. But, like, I don't know. I like it. Like, I noticed the difference between, like, how he talks to other people versus how he talks to me. And it's just, like, really nice and, like, soft. But he's, like, a very, like... big guy, and like, aww. he's like soft with me, but like, he's like an asshole with everybody else, and I'm like, okay, I'm like, this is nice. Like, I don't know, I like mean guys, but like, not to me. I like mean guys that are mean to everybody else. But me.
But me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Those are the best. But,
yeah.
Yeah, but like, I don't know where that's going either, because like, we met from Tinder. And, like, he was just like, oh, he's like, what are you looking for? I'm like, either friends or, like, you know, a relationship. And he's like, oh. And I was like, what are you looking for? He goes, oh, I'm just looking for new people to meet. I was like, okay. And then, like, we started talking. He was like, oh, I literally live a few minutes away from you. And I was like, what? That was the night that we went to the movie theaters.
Oh, right.
And I met up with him. And she got scared because I was gone for, like, 4 hours or 3 hours.
Who got scared?
Rose got scared.
Why?
Because I didn't text her or call her or anything. And she was like freaking out.
I was cleaning the house till 4 in the morning. Exactly when I decided to lay down, Myrna's like walking around the corner, but the kids decided to get up right then and there too. So I just finished cleaning the house, 4 o'clock in the morning. I was up when you guys left. I've been up.
Mm-hmm.
And then she told me she was going to the movie theater. She was going to go all the way out to Manhattan.
No, to Park Slope.
To Park Slope, which was far anyways, but last time I seen her...
Why was she going there?
I was gonna go see another person.
Oh, okay.
But, like, I ended up just, like, canceling on him because I was like, it's too far and, like, the weather. That's mm-hmm. That was my excuse.
That's so cool. Park Slope.
Yeah, Park Slope is a nice area.
What the hell did he do?
Oh, nothing. He didn't do
anything. Was he, like, a dentist or something?
No, he works for TSA.
Oh.
Yeah, he was like, I can get you weed whenever you want. Like, he was, like, trying to butter me up the whole
time.
Can
we go to Aruba?
Aruba. That's where is that?
Like, anywhere in the world. Like,
oh, Aruba. I don't know why. Should I talk to him for that reason?
I mean, no.
I mean...
That's cool.
No, yeah. No, but... No, he is a good guy. I haven't spoken to him in a long time. But...
Probably travels.
Yeah.
He doesn't travel?
I think he probably does, but I don't know, like... He'll hit me up and he'll be like, I'm free a lot of the time. And he lives in, like, a brownstone with mm-hmm. his family. So, he, like, they got bread. I was just like, damn.
Ooh.
So, but like I just didn't see him because it was too far. But like I could still go see him. Like if I hit him up right now, I'd be like, hey, are you busy tonight? He'll be like, no, come over. Like that's how he is.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like people like that. Mm-hmm. I really do.
I'm that person too. Like, are you busy? No.
No.
Come over. I'm yep. bored.
No. That's how it should be.
Yeah.
But people be like, yeah, I'm busy and I gotta do laundry and I'm on the computer. you know.
I'm playing Tetris and Minecraft.
I'm playing Pac-Man. Can't talk right now.
Can't talk. I'm on Pac-Man shit.
I'm on Pac-Man.
Oh, God. Freaking people.
I had to throw that in there.
Men are like, some men are trash. Not all men, but some are. Like, the few that I've been bumping into are just, like, complete garbage sometimes. I'm just like, geez, you don't know how to play. You don't know how to talk. Like, what are you good at? Only one thing?
Being on the computer.
You don't got a brain? You don't got some personality to you? Jesus.
The computer tells all.
The computer tells all. Oh, my God.
I'm like, damn, I haven't heard that since I was in school. Being the computer thing. The computer lab and
oh my God,
the computer lab.
Yeah, I used to go on like bad websites too. You ever heard of Hide Behind?
No.
It was like a website that we used to use in like middle school that you could go on like other like apps that you weren't supposed to go on, like MySpace and Newgrounds. So we would go on MySpace while we're in class talking to each other, and then when the teacher would come by, we would pull up our work, and then she wouldn't know anything. We're like, yeah, we're doing our work. See them? And she's like, okay. And she didn't care. She'll just sit back on her computer.
It's so sad. I used to, like, think that going on Club Penguin was a bad thing. That's how good of a kid I was. Like, I used to get so excited to go to the library and play on Club Penguin. Like, that was something, me doing something bad. Because, like, we used to, like, not want to do our homework. So we used to just, like, go to the library and, like, just, like, be scared they're gonna catch us not doing our homework and playing on Club Penguin instead. So,
oh, my God. That's funny.
It
was, like, the adrenaline when you're little. You're like, I'm on Club Penguin right now.
Yeah, and I'm supposed to be doing my homework. But fuck that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I used to hate homework. I would do it. But, like, it didn't really matter. I was just, like,
I hated it.
Me, too. It would stress me out. And I would do, like, my projects last minute.
Yeah, I remember sometimes mom, she used to pick us up so late from the library, like 8 o'clock. And then, like, we'll go get Wendy's, and I used to be so happy because we got Wendy's.
I used to love when, like, my dad one day would, like, at night, he'll be like, hey, we're going to go outside. I'm like, okay, let's go. And then he'll drive us all the way to Manhattan just to get papaya's hot dogs.
Yeah.
With the milkshakes or the shakes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Those are so good. But it'd be like late.
That sounds
like,
good.
It'd be like 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night.
That sounds really good.
Yeah. Like my dad always liked to go on missions at night. Like when he got the first car, he's like, hey guys, let's go out. And we went out to get food.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, we went to go get McDonald's. I was like, wow, this is a great car. And like my dad was always like, when I was little, he was like, I always told him I wanted a car so I could play in the back of the seat. And he said, one day I'll buy us a car. And then ended up getting a car when we were teenagers.
Aww.
We used to go everywhere, though. Coney Island, Prospect Park, just everything. It was good, though. Yeah. Time flies, though.
Yeah, time does fly.
It's crazy. One day you're a kid, and the next day, boom, you're an adult.
Yeah, then you're like 30.
And then you're like, oh shit, 30. I'm getting close to the age of 30, which is like crazy. Oh, you want to hear something funny? So like, Rose asked Antoine that, how old did you turn? And then he was like, oh, I just turned 25. And then I was like, and then I wasn't here. And then I came in and then she was like, you know, he just turned 25. I was like, I looked at him, I was like, you told me you were 25 already. He was like, just like that, because he lied to me about his age. I was like, okay. I was like, and I started saying, oh my God, I'm so old. I'm getting close to 30. And I was just like, and she was like, relax, you're only like 12 years older than me. It's okay.
What?
No, 12 years old. Rose said that. She was like, oh, it's okay. You're only 12 years older than me. It's
to
okay.
him?
No, to me. Because I was like, oh, my God. I like after he told me, I was like, he's so much younger than me. I'm 26 and he's 25. And I'm turning 27. So I was just like, oh, my God. I'm old. In my head, I'm like, no, I said it out loud. I was like, I'm old. But, yeah. But
I know how you feel.
Yeah, I was just like, why did he lie to me? Did he think, like, maybe I wouldn't talk to him because he was younger?
Probably.
Yeah. Because he's like, yeah, I'm 25 when I met him.
Mm. He probably did think that.
Probably did. But then, like, I put him on the spot. He didn't say nothing.
You know what a computer... Hey, kid, do you know what a computer is? Like, because if you don't, then not old enough to date me.
Oh, God, yeah.
I'm off with the computer thing. Like, I'm gonna get a shirt that says it. Like, it's gonna be blue, and then the words are gonna be, like, the groovy text. Yeah. And I'm gonna put, I'm on the computer.
Okay. You should put, like, BMO on it. You know BMO from Adventure Time?
Yeah.
The little robot? Yeah, mm-hmm. You should put him. I'm on the computer.
I'm on the computer.
We should smoke. Smoking sounds good.
Yeah.
Let's light this group.
I want to go to Virginia by myself. No.
You should go to Virginia by yourself.
Stop burning yourself.
Huh?
Stop burning the clothes.
Oh, you seen that. Yeah. Exposing me to the podcast. Yes, I burned my pants again. For the second time.
Today.
Today only. It's pretty good.
Was it because you were on the computer?
Yeah, I was playing Pac-Man.
On the computer?
Yeah.
Was it fun?
Of course. I ate all the cherries.
Here. What about those little white dots?
Oh, those little, what are those, like cookies? I don't know.
The little, like, blinking dots, right?
Yeah, the little, here.
Only on the computer I like to play that game. Not on my phone. Little computer playing niggas. Like, he plays on the computer. Of course he's playing me. Someone's in trouble.
Natalia.
Who the fuck is Natalia?
Did she break something? Bro, we just got hella quiet. See, Myrna leaves and then it's just like silence. It's like the voice calms down. Because you guys go back and forth, and I'm just, like, here, acknowledging everything.
So what do you think?
Which subject? Because there's a lot of subjects you guys went through.
Like the what do you think about computers?
I think that if you're still in the computer at that age...
You need to get the fuck off.
You need to, like, go to school again so you can use the computer with supervision.
Did he go on hide behind?
No.
Oh. He was probably on MySpace.
Playing on the computer.
I told him that he should go back to school so he can go on the computer with supervision.
Right? Maybe you'll have some fun on the computer this
bring
time.
Bring it over here. Just kidding.
I can't compute.
I wouldn't put it there. But... Yeah, that probably wouldn't have been good. Oh, God.
I cannot compute.
Does not compute. Yeah.
I can't compute how you could try to diss somebody like me, bro.
You're back.
You
okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
I cannot compute. Okay, I'm gonna let it go.
Tried to?
She did.
Yeah. How'd she even get it? She can't reach the bed.
Talia?
Yeah. Okay.
It's okay, though.
Get lighter.
Okay. Anyways, what were we talking about? Joyce?
Yeah. We're talking about smoking again.
We're talking about computers. And how people are trashy.
I cannot compete.
So we need to be classy.
Yes, we need to be classy.
And composed.
Yes.
I want to go to CubeSmart so bad and just wear my little CubeSmart shirt and like go talk to that girl. Lamise, and tell her. Oh no, I use names. Oh man. Oh, you guys are gonna hear that one, huh? But you know what? I don't really care if she hears this. You know what, CubeSmart? I'm gonna shout you guys out right now. You guys are gonna get mad famous because you have a bully on your staff. And her name is Lunice. Yes. So just like ask for the footage so you can see. Damn, I shouldn't be doing this right
your
now.
Your employees shouldn't be.
You're trashy. At the end of the day, I sent you back your shirts, guys, because I quit the job. So there's that. And like I quit and I got the shirts like 2 or 3 days after I quit. But I'm gonna send those back to you guys. Cause I'm a nice person. And
you don't need it.
Yeah. Basically, like I wouldn't really recommend CubeSmart to anybody that is looking for a job because I mean you can get a job at CubeSmart, but don't train at the Merrick Boulevard one because that woman is gonna try you and you're gonna I don't know, but
you might lose your shit. if you're high-tempered, don't go there.
Yeah, like, or report her to HR. I didn't report her, but,
Nigga, bro.
What you gotta do?
Fucking Luis, hit me up, right? He goes, Rose popped a titty one time, and I just go, I send this. That's fucking, what's her name? Oh, I forgot your name. Leah. One of Leah's fucking fuck buddies.
Who's Leah?
My ex-best friend. He said, wait, for real? And then, I don't know, fuck. So it was like my ex-best friend, but like, she started like hella shit talking to me. Like,
any freaking person named Leah or Leah or anything of that nature is not to be trusted. Just had to say that. Anyway, go ahead.
She was my best friend for like 7th, 8th, and like the beginning of 9th. Like her and I were like super tight even though I moved.
No.
And then like when she started talking to this kid Luis that lives in my neighborhood when I moved, he was like checking out other chicks and shit. But, like, she wanted to be a dickhead to me one time. Okay. And I was like, yeah, that's why your supposed man is still trying to get at me when you're not around. And he looks at every other girl that walks by, like, you're not special.
Ooh. Literally.
And then,
not.
And then she, like, said she broke up with him. And then she was like, then she came back and she was like, why are you talking to my man? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I'm not talking to your man. I don't know who the fuck you think you are. But, like, I tell Luis to stay the fuck away from me. When he's talking to Andy, I tell him to get the fuck up and leave because I need to speak to Andy. Like, I'm a dickhead to him. And, like, yeah. I didn't say all that.
Yeah, go ahead. Wait, what?
Sorry, I was looking for this one. And, like, I, like, basically was just like, yeah, that's why your man looks at every other girl and, like, was trying to get at me when I was in the neighborhood, right? Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, like, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. She was, like, saying hella shit. Here, I'll read you the messages. Just, like, straight off the phone. Because I have a message to her. So I had added her on Instagram, let's clarify, this is how, like, the argument had started again, this recent one.
Okay.
Because, like, I just was like, okay, it was, like, more followers, more views, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, She didn't add me back, but then she goes, "What you want?" And I was like, "None. I forgot I'm too good for you, my bad." Because she like hit me up like all fucking pissy. I was like, not even gonna be like that.
What like, you? What she said? What you want?
What you want?
No, no.
I was like, "None. I forgot I'm too good for you, my bad." She goes, "Ew, piss off." She goes, "You was never too good for me. You were a lying piece of shit who liked to play the victim and try to fuck on my boyfriend, Rose. You're pathetic. So, go being happy with my next sloppy seconds and stop trying to talk to me." And then I didn't respond because, like, I wasn't going to respond. But then she goes, "Ho, got anything to say? I block you. No? Okay, cool. Bye now." And then, like, I just didn't respond. And then, like, she said, "Ho," again. And I was like, "No, you're the one. No, you're one to talk. When Louise is still in my DMs and you're still trying to be in his DMs. He's a nasty ass, and he's still trying to get with him when he's playing other girls too." And then she goes, "Rose, call me what you want. I'm happy. So you go do you. Stay off my phone. Talking to you reminds me of things that I don't want to remember." Mind you, I never touched her man. Her man literally was always trying to get at me. I stopped talking to him. And she was like still like she was pushing him to talk to me. Because when I spoke to him, he was like, "No." She was telling me to talk to you. And I was like, and I wasn't responding, so why didn't you get the hint and leave me the fuck alone? Like, you've seen my messages to you. And then, like, I, like, literally, like, he would talk shit about her and be like, "Oh, like, Leah's, like, fat, and, you know, like, you're small, and you have curves, and blah, 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 right?" And I'm like, "Bro, you're Leah's ex.
Who the fuck is Leah, though?
Some angry, malevolent girl, basically.
Some angry, malevolent girl?
Irrelevant girl.
Oh. Probably malevolent, too.
She was like my ex-best friend, and she just switched up when she started talking to hella guys. Or when guys started talking to her because she had absolutely titties.
Was she like Leah from Teen Mom? Oh, no. I mean Leah's mom. Oops. What's her name, damn it? Amber. Does she look like Amber from Teen Mom?
I don't have any pictures of this girl, I think. Yes, I do. It's not pulled up.
Hialeah. That's an area in Miami, Florida. Hialeah. Random fact. We'll be right back after these messages. No, just kidding. So, yeah.
Do you not sleep at night? Well, take... No, I'm just kidding.
Smoke some weed, goddammit.
Yeah.
And relax.
Yes, I packed in the joint.
You just like, because the way you said it, I was like.
I should have just said that, yeah. That would have been a good commercial. Brought to you by ganja.
So, next topic.
Okay, next topic. Let's see.
Next
TikTok.
Oh, here you go. Here, well, this is like.
Cause Daryl doesn't have any lights in her establishment that she calls a home. It was just like fucking weird in there because everything was so dark and it was like they were like not really having that much.
She's
light
pretty. Look
there.
That's what she looks like.
Who that?
Leah.
Oh,
she's fucking gorgeous. Okay.
Yeah, she is pretty.
Yeah.
So what's her problem then?
She just doesn't like me because all her men always try to get at me.
That sounds like a personal problem.
Yeah, it is. But she always takes it out on me. She has, like, even in 7th grade, she did.
Is she your best friend?
She was, but then I, like, stopped talking to her. I stopped talking to everyone from junior high.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like...
As you should.
Yeah.
Bye. Alright, I'm gonna... Oh.